This is a group processing session by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 5th of March, 1954. The title is Group Processing, Putting Things into Things Continued. This group processing session is 60 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
And this is March 5th, second hour of processing. Now, this time, I call your attention to the fact that there's the earth surface and the sky and the horizon to the north and the horizon to the south and the horizon to the east and the horizon to the west. Those of you who are having absolutely no difficulty getting things into walls, please use these six reference points in order to put things into things, okay? All right. Now, we're just going to call the various things we're supposed to put into these. I want you to put an insistence on consciousness. An insistence that it be conscious. Go ahead, into the six solids, you might say. An insistence that it be conscious. Okay, now into the north, put into the north, across the whole horizon, put no unconsciousness. Into the horizon to the south, across the whole horizon, put no unconsciousness. Into the horizon to the west, all through it, put no unconsciousness. And into the horizon to the east, all along it, put no unconsciousness. Into the surface of earth, put no unconsciousness. And into the sky, put no unconsciousness. Okay, and once more, into the north, into the south, into the east, west, the ground and the sky, no unconsciousness. Insistence upon all right, now specifically, whether or not you were doing this before, have it insisting, the horizon to the north, the horizon to the south, and so forth, each one insisting on no unconsciousness. All right, have each one of these now, insisting on unconsciousness. Have the north, the south, the east, the west, the ground and the sky, insisting on unconsciousness. All right, now I have the north insisting on consciousness, the south insisting on consciousness, and so forth. Have each one insisting on consciousness till you can get that insistence really good. Okay, now I'll pick out six large spaces. Six large spaces. And into each one of these spaces, let's put no awareness. Insistence upon unawareness. And some more through these spaces, one after the other. No awareness. Alter that slightly. Some means same thing. No observation. No observation of what's going on. Put that into these spaces. Now let's get it specifically, an insistence in these spaces that you not be observed by them. These spaces, one after the other, an insistence that you not be observed by them. Okay, now let's just take the walls of the room, and in the front wall of the room, put no awareness. Back wall of the room, put no awareness. Right wall of the room, no awareness. Left wall of the room, no awareness. Ceiling of the room, no awareness. Floor of the room, no awareness. So on around again. Okay. Let's find a couple of objects and hold on to them, and don't think. Okay, let's let go. Find some places where you are not. All right, now into the six walls of the room, we're going to put no anesthesia. Into the front wall, nothing that would drug anybody. No anesthesia. Back wall, no anesthesia. Right wall, no anesthesia. Left wall, no anesthesia. Floor, no anesthesia. Ceiling, no anesthesia. And so on around again. Got an insistence upon it in those walls now. Were saying and pleading, don't anesthetize me. Don't render me numb. All right, now get these walls again, as though you're insisting that they don't anesthesia you. Front wall, but it mustn't anesthesia you or render you numb. Back wall, same way. Right wall. Left wall. Floor. Ceiling. And around again. Okay, now let's pick out six spaces. Six spaces. And put no anesthesia in each one of these spaces. No drugging or gassing or rendering you unknowing. Just go on putting it in the walls. Don't run an incident. Putting it in the spaces. Don't run an incident. Just put no anesthesia into these spaces. Now put it into these spaces as though you were pleading with the spaces. Okay. Now we'll go back to the north, south, east, west, and ground and sky, and into the north, put in no successes. Have it saying no successes. South, no successes. No winds. Okay, now find six large spaces, and into these put no successes. Okay, now into the north, south, east, west, ground, and sky, in that order. More or less. But no failures, no defeats. And now get these six large spaces, and into these put no defeats, no failures. And now into those spaces, put no successes. Okay, and into the walls of the room. Front wall, no happiness. Back wall, no happiness. An insistence upon it now. Right wall, no happiness. Left wall, no happiness. Floor and ceiling. Round and round. No happiness. Okay, now into the front wall, put no unhappiness, an insistence. Have it insisting that there be no unhappiness. All right, now you get that insistence at them now. No unhappiness. Insist this for them, that they mustn't be unhappy. And now have each one of them insist that there's no happiness. The front wall, no happiness. Back wall, and so forth. Okay, find a couple of objects, hold on to them, and don't think. Okay, let go and find some places where you were not. Okay. Now into the walls of the room, into the front wall, and insistence on no fire. On the back wall, no fire. On the right hand wall, no fire. On the left hand wall, no fire. The floor, no fire. And the ceiling, no fire. And round again. Fill those walls with that feeling now that there must be no fire. Round again, each wall, the floor and the ceiling, insisting on no fire. Okay, pick out six specific spaces close to hand. Six specific spaces. Got 'em? All right, into the first one of those. Put an insistence on no fire. Into the next one, an insistence on no fire. And so on around. On and around those spaces, uniformly, each one, no fire. Have each one getting the feeling necessary so that there shall be no fire. These spaces again. No fire. Okay, now to the north, the south, east, west, ground, sky, no fire. Round and round, each area insisting on no fire. I'll get more specific. No fire at all. And get the thought, not the verbalization in these areas. ground again. North, south, east, west, no fire. Ground and sky. Okay, now pick out several large spaces, six large spaces. Six large spaces, as before. Have each one of these spaces with the intention of no fire. Fill the whole space up with that intention so that it has the intention of no fire. Space after space, no fire. Okay, now let's take parts of the body. Parts of the body. The right foot, left foot, right hand, left hand, head and stomach. No fire. Have each one think this. Over them again. Now have your right foot thinking, no fire, insisting upon it. Your left foot insisting upon it. Your right hand, your left hand, your head, your stomach. Let's go over these again. Your right foot, no fire. Your left foot, no fire. Have that part think it. Okay, now let's take the walls of this room. Front wall, no fire. Back wall, no fire. So forth. Okay, let's find a couple of objects and hold on to them and sit still and don't think. Okay, let go and find some places where you are not. All right. Now let's just select out in the immediate neighborhood several buildings or structures. Solid objects. I pick them out in rotation. I'll have the first one think. Softness. Only softness. No solidity. Only softness. And the next one. Softness, and the next one, softness, and so on around to the first one again. Round and round, softness. Round and round, softness. Building after building. Those buildings are getting sort of frayed looking to you or something. Why pick new buildings? and more, each structure firmly with the thought, softness. Okay, now let's divide the sky up into four sections and have each one of the four in rotation independently think softness. Round and round, four sections of the sky. Okay, now let's pick out the parts of the body we had before, the right foot, left foot, right hand, left hand, head and stomach, and have the right foot think now softness and insist upon it. And the left foot. And the right hand. And the left hand. And the head. The stomach. Round again. Each part independently thinking softness. Do that until you're sure each one of these has thought this softness very well. All right. Now have these parts, one after the other. Think hardness. And have the buildings all around now. Think hardness. And have the front wall of the room now. Think hardness at you. And the back wall, right, left wall, floor and ceiling. Round again, have them think hardness. And now pick out six spaces close to hand and have each one of these think at you, hardness. Round again. Okay, now let's put into the front wall, no effort. Into the back wall, put no effort. The right wall, no effort. The left wall, no effort. The floor, no effort. The ceiling, no effort. Okay. Now let's find some places where you are not making any effort at this moment. Some more places where you're making no effort at this moment. Now, get the idea of trying to make a nothingness directly in front of you, but having your body intervene. And do it again and have your body intervene. Try to make a nothingness, and your body intervenes. Try to make a nothingness, your body intervenes. Do that a lot of times. Try to make a nothingness, and your body intervenes. Do that a few more times. Make a nothingness and have your body intervene. Okay, let's find some places where you're not. Now get a good solid tactile, a good solid touch on something with your body or while exteriorized, but make sure it's a good solid touch on something. Something you really know you're touching. But you're really certain you're touching it. Okay, find the floor beneath your feet. End of session.